Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Over the weekend, the Trump administration announced yet another blow to the Affordable Care Act. This time, it has to do with $10.4 billion in payments under the law's risk adjustment program. With us to explain is Julie Rovner, chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
This is a confusing topic for a lot of Americans. We're hearing the Affordable Care Act is gone, and now it's back, and now it's getting cut back. So can you just help us understand what the administration actually did over the weekend?
Well, the Affordable Care Act is not gone. It is actually sort of, despite efforts to kill it, it survives and you know, it's limping a little bit. And this was another effort by the administration to make it work less well and to introduce more uncertainty. Back in 2009 and 2010, when the Democrats were writing the Affordable Care Act, they wanted to make sure that some insurers didn't accidentally get a windfall by getting too many healthy people and other insurers didn't suffer by getting all the sick people. So they put in a number of ways that insurers would move money around to basically equalize who has how many sick and who has how many healthy people. Two of those three ways have expired. This third one is permanent. It's called risk adjustment. And there was a court case back in February by a New Mexico insurer who didn't like the formula that the administration had been using. And the judge said, yeah, this is not a good formula. And the administration, 5 months later, said, okay, we're just not going to pay any of this money until we figure out what's going on, which most people think is a very strange result from a court case that was 5 months ago.
And also, who is really standing to benefit from this change? Is it the insurance companies? Something tells me this may not be the insured.
Well, yeah, it's definitely not the insured. Some insurance companies are winners and some of them are losers, because the way it works is that the insurance companies who had more healthy people have to give money to the insurance companies and ended up with more sick people. So basically making up one's windfall gains to help offset another's losses. So it's variable who are the winners and who are the losers. But definitely the losers are people who buy insurance and don't get help from the government, because what happens in this situation is that there is more uncertainty for the insurance industry. Insurers hate uncertainty, even ones that in theory are benefiting by this because they would have owed money to their competitors. It makes them unnerved about what's going to happen. We're in the middle of them setting rates for 2019, so there's every indication that that would boost rates again for next year. So people who pay premiums, mostly in the individual market, to a smaller extent in the small business market, the small group market, would be impacted by higher premiums for next year.
What is the administration's logic behind wanting to make this change, other than the sort of constant railing against the Affordable Care Act?
It's not very clear. That, you know, the story was broken Friday night by the Wall Street Journal, and the Department of Health and Human Services put out a statement on Saturday, which is also sort of an odd thing, saying that, well, you know, this court case meant that we had to do this. But there was another court case in Massachusetts that found the opposite, that found that again, an insurer had sued, and the judge said, no, the formula is okay. So it's unclear why they're doing this, except to inject more uncertainty into the market to make the Affordable Care Act work less well.
And what are you seeing going forward from here? I mean, ultimately, will the insured be protected, or is it still too early to tell?
Well, you know, if you get help paying for your premiums, and those are people up to 400% of poverty, it's a little under $50,000 for an individual, or a little under $100,000 for a family of four, those people are protected, are shielded from these higher premiums, because the government basically makes up the difference. For the people over that amount, and in many places those are pretty middle class people, those people are the ones who are going to pay the price for this. Interestingly, the wealthier people are statistically more likely to be Republicans. So in some ways, it's the Trump administration hurting its own voters.
Julie Rovner is the chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News and host of What the Health podcast. Julie, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.